This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Day always is an exciting day. It happens to be a Thursday. September the 13th is upon us. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I feel like Ed on The Tonight Show. And now, here's Jennifer. I'm going to throw you a softball as I look at some of the...
A softball? Yes. I thought it was a curveball.
Well, I said curve and then I thought soft.
I prefer a softball, please.
I know you do. Right.
Let me have it.
So,
I'm ready. I'm at bat, sir.
Well, the whole business about Florence and the now criticism of President Trump and his administration, it hasn't even hit landfall, and yet these hacks are all over him. Listening to some of the stuff on the radio. By the way, the radio is doing a great job in performing here. It does better in circumstances like this than any of the other media is clumsy. Radio can be right in it and on it. And so I take my hat off to my brethren who are doing a lot of good work when it comes to a radio and the how to take care of the problems as they develop. But I am a little, again, I say this with some frequency, I don't like being an apologist because he doesn't need an apologist. He doesn't need me to be his apologist anyway. But I'm pretty damn sick of seeing all of the shots at him. The hurricane hasn't even come in yet, and Trump's the bad guy. Huh?
Yeah, I was actually just listening to a story on that myself about how people are attacking his administration already. I don't know what more a president can do. The hurricane hasn't hit yet, and already on Monday, the president and his administration have already authorized both of the Carolinas as a state of emergency. They've given them the state of emergency, and they've also released federal funding so that they can be ahead of this storm at least as much as possible. So I don't know, other than that, what you can do in advance. Now, if the president deserves criticism after the response,
yeah, that's what my point
go
is.
Go for it.
Wait at least till after it's over. George Bush got plenty of well-deserved shots after the mess up.
I take a little issue with that. President Bush did take a lot of heat for it, but if you think back, the governor of Louisiana refused the help
of
the federal government.
I agree.
Ray
Nagin
and
three of them. Yeah, it's like
a mayor of New Orleans.
That was not George Bush's fault. That was really
too bad.
Yeah,
remember that's what got the
racist
thing.
Legacy.
Yep, that's right. Kanye West, or I think it was Kanye. Called him a
George Bush hates black people. That was his exact quote.
That was monstrously inappropriate.
Full of it.
Yeah, it was during the telethon. It was awful. Yeah. But all of that happened because the local governor and the mayor didn't do what they were supposed to do. And George Bush,
but to be fair,
hamstrung.
FEMA screwed up.
FEMA.
A mess of it.
That's a
federal thing.
The mistake was made in you're doing a good job, Brownie, or keep it up, or whatever he said. We all remember that famous line. This is where the criticism is right. When you say something like that, when people are dying, you could be doing everything right, and people are still dying, and it's probably better not to say something like that. This week at the White House, President Trump said that he had a great response to Puerto Rico and Hurricane Maria a couple of years ago. Now, you know what? There is so much corruption in Puerto Rico. It's a lot like Louisiana. It's a lot like when Hurricane Katrina went through there, and there's a lot of corruption that you had to deal with, plus the fact that they're an island. There's a lot of restrictions and limitations and logistical issues getting supplies to Puerto Rico. I don't think that the federal government did a bad job in responding to Puerto Rico, but what rubs people the wrong way is when I don't. I mean, I've looked at some of the, I don't think that you can probably, I mean, I don't know if you can articulate some of the stuff that they did wrong, but I think in most people's mind, it's based on what they think politically. But where Trump yes. misfires, just like George W. Bush misfired, is by saying the federal government had a great response, even if it was a perfect response. I'm not saying it was perfect. But if it was a perfect response, when 3,000 people die, it's best not to brag about it.
Right.
So that's the issue, is that it's these statements that they make that cause the criticism. But
yeah. It's just salt in the wound, and it's horrible.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, you want an update on Hurricane Florence? Because there is an update.
Okay.
It looks like the hurricane is now approaching back to a Category 3 again. It was downgraded to a Category 2, but the winds are picking up, and it seems that it's getting a little bit bigger again. The winds are picking up. But what's the story, and the story that we've been talking about, is the storm surge and the rainfall. The rainfall may break all-time records for the wettest tropical storm or hurricane in North Carolina history, with possibly 3-foot-plus totals. It will last definitely into early next week. And now they're saying that the coastal areas may escape the most damage, and it'll actually be the inland areas that will get most of it, because this storm is expected to stall out over the inland areas of North Carolina, South Carolina, and maybe even Georgia if it drops down to the south. And that will cause a lot of flooding. 9 to 13-foot surge right now in parts of North Carolina. And you can see that the waves and the storm is starting to blow in. It'll be there this evening. It was thought that perhaps it wouldn't be there till Friday morning, but it seems that it's picked up speed a bit, and it will be headed for the coast today. So last-minute preparations are underway. They're trying to evacuate as many people as they can.
You know, that interesting term, last minute, this has been on the radar literally and figuratively for well over a week.
Oh, yeah. They
so people who wait till today are morons. This is this thing, if there's a tracking a storm, historically speaking, in my memory, I don't remember there being as much time to prepare and as much focus on preparing with any storm, in my recent memory anyway, as is the case with Florence. So anybody who, and now, and you know, under the circumstances, it seems to me if you make bad decisions after all this information, and then you come around looking for help from the insurance company or the government, you should go screw. I wouldn't give you.
Yeah, but will you say that next week? If people die, will we hold responsible the government, both the federal and the local government? Or will we say these people are yahoos and they should have left town?
They're yahoos and they should have left. There's plenty of warning. There's plenty of information.
Of course, but people's personal responsibility, they should do it. Okay. I was listening to the news yesterday, and they were talking about how the people who are sticking out, if you haven't been to North Carolina, my mom was born in North Carolina, so I spent a lot of time as a kid there. The beaches are beautiful, but they have these little islands that are connected maybe by, you know, a bridge. Maybe that's their only way out to these islands. And people live there. And there are people that are sticking it out. I think like 3,500 people on one island of 6,000 that are sticking it out. Yeah. And then they were talking about bars, local bars, having hurricane parties for people that actually stick it out, where they're selling $6 hurricane drinks. And fire department knocked on the door of the bar yesterday and said, look, you guys are partying it up now and you're tying one on. We're leaving. So if you want to go, now is your chance. If not, we can't get back to you. And they all decided to stay and drink.
Yeah, good for them. Suffer the consequences.
But Jen, it raises a great point, though. So let's say next Wednesday, some of those people haven't made it through the storm. Well, then who's responsible? Do their families?
Not
start
me as a taxpayer.
The federal government?
Sure, I'm not responsible.
Yes,
no,
you are. And the federal government will take the hit, and the local government will take a hit, and local law enforcement and first responders will take a hit, because their death is going to be on our name now.
Pretty damned irresponsible. And nobody pays the price because it's too easy.
It's incredibly irresponsible in the sense that, and like you said, Doug, we've known a week now. We've been talking about this storm.
Yeah.
And
right.
This is not like the 1800s where you look up and go, oh, those clouds don't really look great. And then, boom, you're in the middle of a hurricane 2 hours later. This is, we've had a whole week. They've had the roads reversed so everyone can get out safely. This is ridiculous for people to stay, and yet people still do. And it's just, it's... What can you do? They can't drag you out of your house. What else can local government officials and first responders, what else can they do?
Well, it reminds me of something I think you said a while back about all the pallets of water bottles, for example, that are sitting at the airport.
200,000 pallets of wasted
water. They're just sitting there.
Just sitting there
since Hurricane Maria. They're just sitting there. And no agency has been able to answer why. That's
FEMA
the kind
blamed
of
the local government. The local government blamed FEMA. It's,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's
a, but is there no
local government
takes responsibility?
If it's sitting at an airport in Puerto Rico, that to me is ridiculous. I think anybody with half a brain that walks by and sees pallets of water and people are dying of thirst because they don't have clean water would go, maybe we should open these puppies up and start sending them out. It's it's ridiculous.
All right. 16 past the hour. You're listening to the DJV show, a focus now on your teeth and how white they are or are not. This product, Power Swabs, is clinically proven to whiten your teeth 2 shades in 5 minutes. Do it every 5 to 6 days, and before you know it, all those stains will be gone. And this doesn't cover them up. It doesn't paste stuff on top of your teeth, your enamel. It lifts the stains off and does it safely. Doesn't eat into the enamel because it has an all-natural, this is a product with a patented tooth detergent, whitening agent. Lightens up your teeth the proper way. Whiter teeth make you look younger. There's no, by the way, trays or any of that stuff. The stains come off, you get a whiter smile, you feel better about things, your job, love life, whatever. Everything looks better when you look better, when you're looking, people looking back at you. So let's not spend $500, $600, $700 going to the dentist to have him whiten your teeth professionally. Let's spend about a tenth of that getting the deal that's available only for you as DJV listeners by calling 800-208-1797. Why don't you do that now while I'm talking about it? 800-208-1797. 50% off. Mention the DJV program for Power Swabs. Use it in your bathroom, clean up, snap it and take the Q-tip, put it on your teeth, and they start whitening right away. Fabulous way, inexpensive way, and the right way to whiten your teeth. Power Swabs, get them only by dialing 800-208-1797.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Lightning can spark a fire in seconds. So today, I'll show you how to protect your belongings by covering them in a fireproof blanket fort. All you need is a hammer, nails, and 700 fireproof blankets. Upon completion, you'll notice your apartment isn't just fireproof, it's also extremely cozy.
You could try to protect your valuables with a fireproof blanket fort, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, well, Jennifer has our attention. Both of us. You have our attention, we have your attention. Bakersfield, California, in your foray. This is a gunman who shot his wife and children or some other people. What the hell is the story with that?
Yeah, there was a mass shooting on Wednesday evening in an area called Bakersfield in California. It's in central California, but on the southern California side. And, yes, it is deserty. It originated at a Bakersfield trucking business, and it ended when the gunman fatally shot himself in the chest. The shooting left 6 people dead, including the gunman and his wife, according to the Kern County Sheriff's Department. These are not random shootings, they say. This obviously had some sort of family dispute tied to it. The unidentified gunman entered the business at about 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday and confronted another male near the business. The suspect shot the man before turning the gun on his wife. The gunman then opened fire on a third person who just got near the scene. The suspect then went to a residence nearby the trucking business and fatally shot 2 of the residents. He stole a vehicle that was occupied by a woman and a child who managed to escape, and then a deputy reportedly pulled the suspect over. When the officer approached him, he shot himself in the chest.
Ah, lovely. Jeez. All right, more craziness. Jennifer is not crazy. Victoria is not crazy. Kara is not crazy. As far as I'm concerned, you make your own judgment.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We could do these every day, actually, and I'd be thrilled during one of our musical segments to have Throwback Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday's upon us. This is the designated day for our review of some of the big songs in the history of pop music. We go to this week in 1965 for the top five songs. Sonny and Cher, with their first number one song, happened to be number five on its way to number one this week. I Got You, Babe.
Don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got.
She still sings this, by the way.
Babe.
Babe. I Got You, Babe.
I Got You, Babe.
All right. To be bested on the list, pretty significant achievement. So we go from number five, Sonny and Cher, to the Bleachy Beach Boys. And one of the, I think this was the number, the fourth number one song for these guys, California Girls, which so epitomizes their sound as far as I'm concerned. Beach Boys, Kara. Goosebumps. Things in the catalog of Beach Boys, I have two songs that are my favorites, and there are lots to choose from. This is one, yeah, this is one of them, and Help Me Rhonda is the other one. Help Me Rhonda! Alright, so Beach Boys number four this week. In 1965, a group called the We Five had one very significant hit. This is a studio group. You Were On My Mind, number three this week in 65. Fabulous song. Just crack it up. I've never heard it, ladies. Just listen to the way this is put together.
I think can guarantee that Victoria does not love this song.
Really? Why?
It's
so typified the songs of that era that were pretty specifically 60s music.
Probably not. Why it's not her jam. I don't think 60s are her thing. She's always giving me crap for yacht rock.
But the truth is, though, that's 70s, though. Well, your yacht rock stuff is 70s. I like 60s better than 70s. I just don't like this kind of sound, but I love the Beach Boys. Sonny and Cher is great.
Right.
So far, it's 2 out of 3.
All right, 2 out of 3. Let's see how we do with number 2 this week. From 1965 songbook, Bob Dylan. This was his first really significant hit. Everybody talked about this song for weeks, if not months. Like a Rolling Stone trying to figure out what he was singing about. And that's, I think some people are still trying to figure it out. Number 2.
School, all right, Miss Lonely, but you know you only used to get juiced in it.
The one time I saw the Rolling Stones in concert, they actually did this song, which was genius.
Right, it was. But nobody could figure out what the hell he was talking about.
Yeah.
This was the beginning of the drug era. Remember, it's just for Woodstock. All right, so let's get to the number one song. 3 weeks at number one, The Beatles.
Not just anybody.
Mop Toppers. That's the best part of the song. It's one of my favorite Beatles songs. Because of that. Can you back it up a little bit, Tara? Start the song over again. And when they get to the crank part where they come in, listen carefully. Right here. When they roll it out. Here we go. There it is. Yep. It's funny how little things like that can make a song memorable. Help! Number one! And 1965 this week, that's our Throwback Thursday overview. It goes way too quickly. We need to devote more time to this fabulous music. 28 past the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. John Lennon's last car was a Mercedes-Benz 300 TD wagon, and it will appear for auction soon. It is scheduled to cross the block at the Worldwide Auctioneers event in Auburn on September the 1st, where it's being offered without reserve or pre-sale estimate. Lennon and Yoko Ono decided on the diesel Mercedes-Benz wagon before it was on sale in the U.S. So Lennon had his assistant send Mercedes-Benz a check for $30,000, which is equivalent to around $90,000 today, and the automaker fast-tracked it across the Atlantic. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. Dial 1-800-208-1797. If lines are busy, try again. Because the Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Parts of the Carolinas are now gearing up for as much as 40 inches of rain from Hurricane Florence, which is expected to make landfall somewhere near the North and South Carolina border late today or early tomorrow. It has now been downgraded to a Category 2 hurricane, but South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says it doesn't mean you should let your guard down if you're in its path.
it could pick back up, and as we have been predicting, this hurricane is unpredictable. It seems to change a little bit here and there. It's making predictions very difficult.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is scheduled to vote today to send Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination onto the full Senate, though Democrats on the committee are expected to request a one-week delay, which will likely be granted under committee rules. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Replicating reality. I was trying to make an alliteration. Really? Are we replicating reality? Yes, we are. DJV time is 34 after the hour. And here with her replications is Victoria Keelan, who is happy to play on words as I am. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Doug Steffen, and you're not. All right, so Victoria, she's Victoria Keelan, and you're not as well.
Well, Hurricane Florence, of course, is still the big trending news as it moves closer to the Carolinas. However, an interesting spin on the all the hurricane stories is, what's the Waffle House have to do with Hurricane Florence, right? Have you heard about this?
Okay, yes, yeah.
So, okay, so this is a real thing. This is not fake news. We don't do fake news here.
Yeah,
so,
we are. You don't.
No, we don't. Well, you do. Yeah, you like to create things sometimes.
Just a little. We twist and turn sometimes things where nobody will be hurt. That's mm-hmm. the information.
Waffle House
is a great place to have a good waffle. Great place.
Right. So Waffle House is open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Now, because of that, FEMA often looks to the Waffle House, and they actually call it the Waffle House Index, to measure the effect of a natural disaster on an area, because if the Waffle House stays open, or if it limits its menu, then they know that the FEMA officials actually know that the area took a major hit. And so now the Waffle House Index has been activated once more, and FEMA is looking to see what Waffle House will do. Now, did you know that Waffle House, I'm learning so much about Waffle House. Waffle House has a command center. Yes, this is true. And you can find this for yourself on Twitter. It's at Waffle House News. They have pictures of their storm center, which is now activated and monitoring Florence. And there's a picture of Waffle House executives sitting around a conference table with multiple screens in back of them tracking the storm. This command center helps them determine if they have to close certain Waffle Houses or, again, limit the menu. And so if you ever really need a quick update on Hurricane Florence, you can just go right to at Waffle House News, mm-hmm. and they will be your new source.
Right there. Yeah.
And even if FEMA is watching them, too. You know what? Maybe we should just actually let Waffle House handle all the natural disasters and take
there we
that
go.
Out of the equation.
Perfect.
Because they
Fabulous.
Know how to feed people. People love going to the Waffle House. They already have a storm center set up. So why not just have them be the new agency to handle hurricanes?
People tease me, you guys included, with my focus on the Waffle House. I remember the first time. Waffle House is one of those. This is not a public company. This is a family-owned business like U-Haul, some of the largest brand names in our country. People all automatically think these are publicly traded, big, huge companies. Well, they're big, huge companies. It wasn't until probably right after Sam Walton died that Walmart became a publicly traded company. That's how the members of the family made so much money. He held it. He held the ownership of the company in his name. And when he died, it went public. And that happens with a lot of businesses. But the family that runs Waffle House and some of these other companies are very interested in the communities they serve. Anyway, my first experience with Waffle House, my father and I were driving a car down to Florida. As I've been associated with Florida since I was a kid. Back in the 60s, my father bought a little place down in Palm Beach because my mother was sick and thought it would be the best place for her. To be, especially in the wintertime. So we would drive the car back and forth. And I was just a kid. And I remember stopping once in a Waffle House. And I thought, geez, these are, I wasn't much on waffles. These are fabulous. And so it became sort of a running, not a joke. Bob Kay and I used to travel across the country. Bob's my general manager. We'd go visit radio stations. When I first got Charlotte, I didn't want to put her on the plane, so I would drive across the country, and every time we'd go across country, we'd stop at 6-7 different radio stations in the course of 10 days to do a dog and pony show. But we always look for the Waffle Houses wherever they are. And he, to this day, we have pictures of it. I mean, it was just silly. So when I first started seeing Meredith, she spends the winter down in Florida, and I would drive her back and forth. And I remember the first time I introduced her to a Waffle to a Waffle House, she wasn't sure she wanted to go in. They aren't the most inviting-looking places, let's put it that way.
They look very basic.
Oh, my God.
Even the sign is very basic.
But the waffles are fabulous. And the sausage, as much as Jennifer likes to tease me about my not eating meat, yes, I do eat sausage I don't know whether the smell, whatever it is, the sausages at Waffle House are fabulous as well. So it's just an interesting.
If you ever want to just drop a conversation bomb and then walk away and watch people debate for a week, ask people what's better, Cracker Barrel or Waffle House.
Cracker Barrel
and then
is
just,
probably
just drop that little bomb and walk away and see what happens.
I don't like Cracker Barrel much at all, but I will tell you, and I probably will drive Daisy May cross country this year when I go to California. So we'll look for some. Well, they don't have them in the Northeast. They don't exist north of Virginia. It's pretty much Virginia and across the Mason-Dixon line to Arizona. You can find them in New Mexico, Arizona. Can't find them in California. I don't even know if maybe not Arizona. I don't remember seeing one in Nevada either. But you can find them certainly in Texas and that far across. There are hundreds of them. And it's just it's one of those little quirky colloquial things in our country that we are so well known for. So there's the Waffle House thing. A couple of people in the news here today. Julie Briskman. Do you remember her? Nobody's going to remember her.
No.
Julie Briskman. Remember the cyclist who flipped off the Trump motorcade last year?
Oh, yeah. She lost her job because of that, right?
Yeah. She got fired. Yep. She's running for local office in her community in North Virginia. And it was really interesting how
good
people
for her.
Who would have thought she'd still be an attention getter, but she is because of what she did.
But also, you know, there's so many stories like that, and especially with women.
Yep.
Women running for so many different reasons. And for that alone, she thought it was really unfair that her company fired her. So,
it was unfair. It was outrageous.
She was expressing her rights and, you know.
Yeah,
so
whether you agree with her or disagree with her, I think it's appropriate. I don't think it's appropriate to flip the bird to the president, but, you know, that's her way of expressing it. I'm not in her head, and so she does, and she may have been ticked off because the motorcade splashed water on. Who knows why she was ticked off, but, you know, the fact that she got some notoriety out of it, and now she's running, good for her. Stormy Daniels in the news today, selling her story.
You
There's
love
a
her
new
dimples.
Memoir out. She was on Dimples, yep. She was on yesterday, The View, talking about her new book that's coming out next month, detailing her life and legal standoff with El Presidente. She says, I have a lot more to say. I bet she does. Let's see. We all know some of this stuff. Apparently, Trump has decided not to sue her. Originally, they were going to sue her for something. I don't remember what it was, but... Mm-hmm. That grandstander Abinetti, who's her lawyer, is saying, well, I'm so tough. You don't dare sue me.
He doesn't dare sue her because he doesn't have a case, and there might be more stuff that comes out that's even more embarrassing.
Right.
So,
well, you got to figure that she's going to try to embarrass him to make a name for herself so that she can do the circuit and sell some books. Anyway, she's been, the Trump supporters have, there have been death threats against her, car chases when people see her, you know, that kind of stuff. It's kind of silly, actually. Viola Davis is in the news. She said in an interview yesterday she regrets her role in the movie The Help. She was being interviewed and she was asked if there were any regrets for roles that she might have taken. She said, quote, have I ever done roles that I've regretted? The Help is on that list, she told the audience. It was at the Toronto Film Festival. She shared some personal information, her career, pressure to be a beacon of hope for women of color. She says, quote, being that role model and picking up the baton when you're struggling in your own life has been difficult. I chose to be the leader. I think the best role I've ever seen her in was the one opposite Denzel Washington in that story that was the play first. I can't remember it now.
Fences,
yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you about that movie, but I thought both of them, because Denzel is such a great actor, but both of them were fabulous in it. It was a downer kind of a story, but I thought she was just above anything else I'd ever seen her done. Very, very capable actress.
Yeah, she's really talented. It's kind of interesting, the reason, well, I go ahead and finish the story, because I don't want to...
No, go ahead. It's all right.
This caused a big ripple on the social media platforms yesterday when this came out, that she had said that she regretted her role in The Help. And the reason for it, though, I think was actually justified because she said that the movie kind of overcredits the white women for the improvements in race relations instead of placing more emphasis on the real heroes of the story, which were the black maids that Viola Davis played. Abilene, I think is her name. And it is interesting. There are very few stories that, when she said that there are no stories really told from the maid's perspective, what it was it like to be in the 60s, what was it like to raise a family and deal and work for white people as the help and things like that. I kind of get what she's saying, and maybe moving forward there will be more stories from those points of view that we just don't see. It kind of, The Help kind of really glamorized, I think, what the white women,
it's,
you know, Emma Stone was cute and, you know.
It's Hollywood. That's why. Yeah. Yeah, it's Hollywood. That's what it is.
Although I do think, though, and I haven't seen the movie, but I've heard, and I know you saw, what's the movie, the three black women who worked for NASA.
Oh,
Hidden Figures.
Yeah. Apparently, that was a better step towards understanding what they went through.
Yeah.
In a realistic way, not a Hollywood glossy kind of way.
Right. Yeah, it was a good story. Well told. Well acted. The three that played those roles are very good in their own roles, their own situation. Good to think in it in that way, Victoria. 46 after the hour. Here's something else to think about, how well you are resting. Victoria told me she had a bad night's sleep last night. Kara had a good night's sleep, but she still woke up, not grumpy, but she's tired. And no matter how much sleep you get sometimes, it doesn't. Doing the thing that we do and the hours that we do, I have, I don't know if I've perfected this, but I know... Yeah, I think I said this once before. If I get 6 hours and 14 minutes of sleep, I'm fine. Anything less than that, 6 minutes and 12, 10, it really is, it's probably all in my head, but if I get 6 hours and 14 minutes, I am ready for the day. I don't need a nap, nothing.
You're lucky that you know exactly what you need.
I know exactly what time to turn the light out and close my eyes. If I can hit that mark, I'm A-OK, because I know what time I have to get up every morning. A lot of people don't have that ability, and they don't have that comfort. But the point is that a lot of us who get up early every day, sometimes if we're going to live a real life, we stay up at night. We do things, social stuff, have fun, and then we pay for it the next day. Well, one way to help you through that curse is to have some MyPillows. Or to have some sheets from MyPillow, or to have the mattress cover, the mattress itself, all of the things that you need for a good night's rest, the physical things that you need, good comfortable bed, pillows, all that stuff, you can get at MyPillow.com. Up to 55% off, depending on what you buy, using the DJV code. Whether it's the one pillow free when you buy the other one, that kind of stuff. That way they have those sort of specials all the time. Get them at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. But then there are other things that are there. A lot of popular items that people use. The best price on sheets ever at the moment. Get yourself comfortably to sleep every night by going to MyPillow.com. Get started with the pillows and go from there. MyPillow.com. Best deals using the code DJV.
I'm Andy Solomon. The future of work requires a new mindset to affect change and innovation. Those who want to make a difference need the necessary skills to revolutionize their work environment. Mark McCaslin at the School of Advanced Studies at University of Phoenix says a professional doctorate may be the advanced degree to pursue.
Often referred to as a practitioner doctorate, a professional doctorate is a doctoral level degree for experienced professionals who want to translate their industry experience into higher positions of credibility, leadership, and influence in their profession. A doctor of business administration can help them lead change with the tools to transform a work environment for day-to-day operations and future growth.
While continuing education is always challenging, McCaslin suggests the key is to find a flexible program.
University of Phoenix offers a doctorate degree in business administration that will help you develop new solutions to real-world problems. With online programs and credit transfers for the work that you've already done, you can keep your full-time job while working towards your doctorate anywhere at any time.
For more information, visit phoenix.edu.
How well
well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This theme from Superman, there are better themes like, look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman. That's not music, but there's good music behind it. This is the theme actually from one of the super duper movies called The Man of Steel.
Yes.
And Chuck Curry has lots of things, Chuck Curry, our movie man here, lots of thoughts about Henry Cavill. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Who can currently be seen, Doug, in Mission Impossible Fallout. I think he's actually really good in that film.
He is. He's a bad guy, but he's a good bad guy. Right.
Yes.
All right. So what's the scoop on him and his role? He's been in, what, three or four of these Superman movies?
He's been in three. He was in The Man of Steel, and then he did Batman v Superman, and then he played Superman in the Justice League film all at Warner Brothers. I guess yesterday a story broke that has upset a lot of fans of Henry Cavill as Superman, that Warner Brothers has really no plans to do another Superman movie in the next 3 or 4 years. So I guess they parted ways or ended the contract of Henry Cavill playing Superman. They're going to focus more on a Supergirl movie, which will put into some sort of production in the next year.
Can they use somebody, please, who actually looks like a Supergirl, not some waif?
Tell me.
Well, I mean, somebody that is more intelligent than Ronda Rousey, but somebody who looks like her.
Oh, please. Are you serious?
Yeah, of course I'm serious.
Well, the girl who plays Supergirl on TV is great.
Yeah, she's very good. I think she's good. Yeah, she can pull it off.
But they never give them a chance. The TV actors never get a chance to play the same characters on the big screen, which I think is stupid.
Give it to her.
I am curious, though, if they cast a name actress, a big A-list actress as Supergirl, or they go with an unknown. I would go with an unknown. I think it works better. I think they hit gold in 1978 when they cast Christopher Reeve as Superman, an unknown actor at the time.
Yeah.
Even though the studio put a lot of pressure on director Richard Donner to go with an A-list actor, he refused and went with an unknown, and that turned out really to be the definitive Superman. I think Christopher Reeve in Superman 1 and 2. Having said that...
George Reeves was... Come on, Chuck.
George Reeves was
the definitive Superman.
George Reeves, in 1920.
I wouldn't go that far. But he was good.
He was good.
I do agree. I do. I like that. He was awesome. But Christopher Reeve was the definitive Superman.
Yeah.
Brandon Roth, when they did Superman Returns, I actually thought he was pretty good.
He's
sort of a Christopher Reeve clone, but I did think... You see, the problem with that film is they made that sort of as a homage to what Reeve did with the first two Superman films, and audiences sort of wanted something more modern, and that's the issue with Superman. And I'd say this to you, Doug. Does Superman... is he a relevant character in film in 2018 like he was in 1970, 1980? I don't know.
How would he not be given all of those stupid other superheroes that are around? At least Superman's a real superhero as opposed to the phony baloney ones that are in these damn comic book movies.
But I think the question is, can they find the right tone with Superman? Because the way Reeve...
What is the right tone? What's the right
tone?
It's
I think
a story about
it.
Here's the right tone. Yeah. The right tone is to tell a story about people instead of just machines blowing up other machines or fights that mean nothing, abstract, nonsensical things. There's a story. At least, for example, you could take Jennifer Garner in this movie, Peppermint. There's a story there behind all of the action. And you want to identify with her because people like her in person, but they also want to identify with the character. And there are these superhero movies are nothing but stupid nonsense.
But here's the thing. For whatever reason, the way this played out, Wonder Woman has replaced the character of Superman in our generation.
That's not a bad thing.
It does look that way.
Yeah.
But there was a story, though, is what Doug's point is. Like, Wonder Woman, there's an origin story. Like,
it's a good story.
A journey. It's a great story. Yeah,
and she's likable as a human being. You like her, and then you like her as Wonder Woman. But you like her first as a good human being. People know enough about her now to know that they like her. And then to see her as Wonder Woman, wow, that's even better. That was Christopher Reeve, after people got to know him, after the focus on him when he was Superman, they liked him. Then
he was awesome.
Yeah.
So in closing, you'll be first online for Aquaman this Christmas, correct?
I don't know about that, thank you. Wasn't that the guy when I can't remember the name of the TV show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.